Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast, a special Halloween edition. Lately, the scariest thing in the game has been what's been introduced after updates and patches. Hopefully, this new one doesn't have nearly as many. Before we get into patch 1.016, I'm joined by Tommy and JB Huskers. Guys, I'm not going to ask Gowan or how you doing. I want to know, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
The fresh Reese's pumpkins. So, pro tip for anyone out there, don't buy the actual Reese's cups. Buy the seasonal Reese's. They're always like super fresh.
That's a good call. JB?
My favorite candy overall is Reese's, but I'll change it up and go to my second favorite one, Mini Twix.
I've always, my favorite candy has been like Nestle Crunch Bars and the Fun Size, but I don't even know if they make those anymore. I couldn't tell you the last time I've seen those. I know it's not as exotic as the two you picked. So on Thursday, October 24th, Game Update 1.016 came out for College Football 25, whether we believe is basically their day 90 update. Pretty sizable, 1.8 gigabytes, game fixes, uniform additions, other items like that. We'll go through the patch notes that EA put out. And as we've mentioned in the past, there's always items fixed that they don't list. And conversely, there's almost always something they list that's actually not fixed. And we'll go through that as well. Guys, right off the bat, some of the items that they fixed and were not listed in this update, we have the 2-minute timeout text now displays on the score banner when you get there at the end of the second quarter and end of the game. The yellow eyeliner bug, JB, I know you're disappointed because you like to rock that look. That's been updated. One of the previous patches introduced that little quirk. That's been rectified. At least I have not seen it, and I haven't seen anybody else talk about that online. Let's go through this. And guys, this is kind of the big thing here, and it carries into other issues as well. They refreshed the ability loadouts of players in front and rosters. And I hate to read this verbatim here, but I think it's interesting. They're going off current player performance. They focus on the top 25 teams in the game and their players. And the example they give, and I love that they give this example because somebody on Reddit already kind of pointed out issues with it. Ashton Gentry receiving an upgrade to his abilities. Check out your favorite players to see if they've had any changes.
Feels like top 25 is very limited in doing something like that. I mean, you could have... You know, I mean, Vanderbilt's an example of, you know, they're barely in the top 25 or not anymore, but, you know, they may have some kind of breakout players, or you may have, you know, somebody else in a different school that is just outside of the top 25 or in a middle conference that's actually having a big season, you know. And so I think limiting it to just top 25 is kind of a little too narrow, in my opinion.
I get that. And I, you know, at first glance, I have totally agreed. The thing is, though, if you're really going to deep dive into all programs or 80% of the programs, then how many are you going to touch? You're only going to touch the top two or three players from each team. And then therefore, the rest of the team is very unbalanced, or, you know, how are you going to do it? So it's kind of a difficult position. I would love for them to do all teams because, you know, obviously, teams like Navy and Army are far exceeding expectations this year, so give them a little bit of a boost. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's a lot more difficult to do all teams, especially when we're used to, you know, 32 teams from Madden or whatever.
And I would guess that EA is probably trying to think about how to do this better next year. This might be one of those things that right now they realize 234 teams and next year 135 with Delaware coming in is a massive undertaking that I got to think internally they're trying to figure out. How do we address every team in a quicker and more complete fashion?
Plus, you know, we've never had something like this in a college football game anyway, so it's good to have at least something, especially when you got a guy like Gentry that is just completely, you know, running away with it if he keeps this pace up for the Heisman.
It's worth mentioning here, they mentioned that this is the refresher for players in the front and rosters. And that seems to be a point of contention and frustration with the community is how updating to the rosters, and we'll talk about they did the what they call the updated top 25 on the front end changes. You can't bring that into Dynasty, at least not cleanly. When you go to import the latest rosters, there's a issue, and I think Tommy, you know this very well. Player archetype is messing up how the ratings change for the players when you go in. And speaking of Gentry, I do want to highlight this from a Redditor at the NCAA Football Series subreddit. Shows a big issue with the way they have it right now. When you do the base roster, which is what the front end roster, Ashton Gentry has 97 overall and has these physical and mental attributes. When you go into a dynasty, he loses a lot of his physical attributes. What he has here, those are receiving back tendencies. And as one of the comments responding to the user who created this graphic said, it's kind of a crime he's considered a receiving back. There was some discussion back and forth. The fans say, well, last year he had 43 catches. He was a very good receiving running back last year. This year he only has, as we record this, 12 catches on the year. And somebody who follows him a little closer than I do says they don't really throw to him anymore. Passing plays for them or a time for him to rest. They're just saving him for running. So it's one of those that his archetype, it has an issue when you import in a dynasty, you're losing attributes. It just seems like the system isn't really built or conducive to bring updated rosters online, which is frustrating.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I've done a lot of experimenting with this. There are a lot of, I'll just say it, issues with bringing those in. And I don't know exactly where it stems from as far as the base roster goes, but just in terms of, moving players around or something like that, it doesn't always seem to properly calculate what type of archetype they should be. If you're moving a quarterback to receiver, let's say, almost always they'll default to deep threat, no matter what their skill set is. Even if they're slow, they may still default to deep threat. They'll still have the same skill set in terms of catching, but their overall will be much lower because of it, or something like that. So I've seen the same thing with linebackers. Pretty much every linebacker comes in as a power rusher. And if they don't have a PMV, a high PMV, then they're going to be rated as a lower overall. So that's kind of been my experimenting with changing their position in the middle of a season, just to kind of see what impacts there. Whereas doing it in the off season seems to be a little bit better, but again, it's not always super clean that way either. So for example, if you move a linebacker to outside linebacker, often they get what's called the speed rusher, but that's not a true archetype. They cannot earn, if you have an outside linebacker as a speed that's labeled as a speed rusher, he's not going to earn earn credits or whatever you want to call it to be able to upgrade his skills. So he's always basically going to stay the same as where he is today. So that's a pretty bad bug. I was hoping that it was going to get addressed as part of this latest patch. At this point, I don't have very much hope because it's probably not been very broadly advertised, but it's definitely one of those that's very annoying when it happens to you.
Do we have any guesses
You've
on why the dynasties don't play well? Putting updated rosters in the dynasty doesn't play well. Do you think that's a by design bug, quirk? Do we
Oh, I
have any
guarantee
thought guesses?
it's a bug. It is very strange though, because you would think it's just reading kind of a database and reading the values from the database. So why it imports the database with bad values, that is very strange.
Does the game look at it as a different database once you create a dynasty as opposed to the base roster then? Is that probably the issue, that it's looking at it as a completely separate, different type of file, and so you can't just do a clean sweep of over all dynasties when you up when you update a base file?
Well, I mean, existing dynasties shouldn't be impacted by the new roster base file, but at the same time, if you start a brand new dynasty, then it should just import that roster
Copy that over.
database. Yeah, I mean, it
You get
should
an
be
option if you
copying.
want base or latest. So you'd
Yeah,
think it would
exactly.
take it latest as it is, not
Yeah.
neutering it.
It should just be a one-to-one import. There shouldn't be any reason to modify what you're importing into the dynasty.
There's also other glitches and quirks that they haven't squashed, won't squash, can't squash. One being the online dynasty difficulty exploit, which it's one that sometimes it happens innocently. But it very much is also could be an exploited, and it's frustrating that it has not been rectified. I don't know if I want to give the instructions here. I don't want to under, but basically the integrity of any and all online dynasties are kind of compromised right now, and I don't think a lot of people know that. I'm not going to go through the steps how to do it because I don't want to encourage people to do it, but we've found that on accident in our online dynasty and doing some research, that's been in since launch. So I'm guessing if it hasn't been fixed in 3 months, every update that goes by and it's not fixed, I'm thinking it's probably not going to happen this year.
Yeah, it's for those that are unaware, there it's for certain teams within your online dynasty, they'll have a much lower difficult setting
Or
within
it
the
could be
game,
higher, depending on
or it
how they
could be
play
higher,
offline.
apparently. Yeah, supposedly in some other cases. So it is very strange. It basically makes you question, am I beating this team because I'm playing really well, or am I beating them because of the difficulty somehow dropped on me when I didn't do anything otherwise?
And so the other night I did a practice mode within Dynasty, And I thought I was seeing more broken tackles than normal. And I checked the inside the dynasty practice mode and saw it was on varsity and not all American. So I thought I must have changed something somewhere else. Checked all the settings between offline and online, and they all said all American. I didn't change anything. So why the practice mode changed, I don't know. All of a sudden it makes me think and wonder, well, dang, can this change on its own now anywhere? Like what's now it's a almost a secondary issue. Like what's going on and causing this?
Yeah, for those that are wanting to kind of truly monitor it, I recommend once you're in a game, pause the game, go into the settings. It'll be grayed out so you can't change it, but you'll at least be able to see what the value is and, kind of decide what to do from there.
And JB, you've run into a bug that honestly, Tommy and I talked before the show, we haven't seen, but you've seen it several times. A no huddle bug. You want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, I've ran into it actually as early as earlier this week on my online dynasty game. There are times where the computer runs no huddle, whether it be in their team archetype or it's an end of the half situation, end of the game situation. They run no huddle and get up to the line, and then they just sit there until delay a game is called, unless you obviously call a timeout if you wanted to save the clock or something. But if you don't call a timeout, they sit there and take a delay a game. And I've seen that a few times at least in since launch, in most just recently, the last game I played in our online dynasty, I saw it. So.
Let's go to some of these patch notes here to see what 1.016 did address. One of the big ones that a previous update kind of made worse, they had to rectify here, reduced the frequency of pitches out of tackles missing the pitch back. There's been some discussion online. I saw some people say, oh, it's fixed. Somebody else said, no, it's not. It seems like the kind of the community consensus is it's if you wait too long to pitch it, you have a better chance of a wild pitch like we had before. But it does seem like if you pitch, I don't want to say quickly, but if you're pretty quick about it, it's more likely to be on target. And some of you just say, make sure you hold down L1 versus tapping it. I haven't really broke it down too much to see specifically, but I know the little I've tried the option since it's, been air quote fixed. I do think it's better, but I have seen if you wait too long to pitch it, it goes wildly off target, which I don't know if I agree with that happening like that. Because you can make the argument you're always going to be more accurate with a 40-yard pass downfield within a radius of a receiver than you are a pitch. Usually pitches don't go that wildly off target. So to me, there's
Yeah.
something EA needs to kind of assess, like, wait a minute here, why are passes 40 yards plus downfield more accurate than a bad pitch? A bad pitch is usually still in the ballpark, even if it's not catchable. And right now, all those
One.
bad ones still are not.
Yeah, part of that may be the idea that the defensive player is kind of mo disrupting their arm as they're making the pitch. Like if you
Could be.
wait that long or something like that. I agree. It probably shouldn't be that bad. It should instead be maybe, tossed at too high or too low or something like that, but relatively on target otherwise. I'd like to see more of some of those things, but I will
Yeah.
say it's much better. For after the previous patch, I stopped running any pitching
Same
option
here.
plays. Yeah, I mean you couldn't do it without any with any reliability. So at least now, again, you have a lot more control over it. If you pitch it with a relatively on time, then you'll get a decent pitch out of it.
Yeah, I'm playing a lower team in the online dynasty, so I just do straight running. I don't even try to mess with pitches right now. But I see what you're saying, especially like, when you have someone rushing the quarterback and they'll throw it like right into the ground or something at, when they're rushing you and hitting you as you do it. So it makes sense for that type of mechanic to be in a pitch as well if they're hitting you and your pitch goes low or goes on at the legs of the running back or something like that.
There are also a couple of alignment issues here. Tommy, do you have any thoughts on these?
Yeah, to me, these are actually pretty significant fixes. I kind of stopped changing my coverage shell in a lot of cases. The particular ones where you would have like a cover one blitz, for example, on the opening one, it wasn't necessarily always just against empty base flex or trio or whatever. It seemed to be, in a lot of variety of cases. But instead of having one of your let's say one of your linebackers, instead of him being assigned a receiver to cover, he'd be assigned to a QB spy. So there would be one receiver that was completely uncovered. You couldn't adjust fast enough because it was completely you know, kind of broken, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So long story short, it made it to where you wouldn't want to cover some of those covered shells. But with this being fixed and the limited testing I've done, it does seem a lot better. So it's definitely something to go back and kind of experiment with a little bit more again and see if it has that value. But yeah, at the end of the day, you just want to know that at least all of your defenders are assigned to someone. You know, hopefully the assignments all make sense, but at least they'll be assigned to someone.
Also, they added some changes to the coverages.
The cover four quarters and palms, the bunch route formations, just basically any kind of trips, it was always hard. If you were calling quarters versus trips, then often the receiver would have a free route, whereas palms would be better against that. Hopefully, it seems like they have a better. Basically, the idea is that you know, the box call logic basically determines who's picking up what receiver as they break out of their in this case, they're in a bunch formation.
Have you seen? I saw it on Reddit, and it was only one clip. So, granted, it could just be very, very isolated. In terms of coverage, there was a user saying that if a receiver is off the line, the defender has a tougher time covering them. I don't know if it's that they always blow by them or if they're slow to cover them. It's something that I'm interested to see if the community has seen that yet. I haven't gone out and tested it. I just saw one clip online before we started the show that it didn't look good, but that might have been just a fluke. Who knows? I don't know the player ratings. I don't know the teams involved. But it did look kind of bad in terms of coverage when I did see the clip.
Yeah, that's one thing to always keep in mind is the player ratings definitely matter. But at the same time, these are college athletes. You know, most of them obviously are on scholarship. So you would think they would be at least halfway decent. But at the same time, it's hard to do a bad animation versus, you know, what you actually want them to do. So
pass blocking. Again, there's some things here. Have you guys tested any of these out?
No, nothing specific. I mean, I'm hoping that it just translates to having more realistic blocking to where linemen don't completely whiff them with a bad animation or something like that. So, yeah, at the end of the day, I don't know the specifics, but I just hope that there are improvements.
One thing worth noting here is they fixed an issue where pass block targeting lines were not appearing when the user would enter pass block adjustments. I know after we put out that video talking about how to do the pass block adjustments, there were some users saying, I don't get lines to appear. And sometimes it'd be randomly. Once in a while, there'd be a user who'd say, I can't get the lines to show, period. So hopefully that rectifies that issue because that is it's a nice feature. But obviously, if you can't see the assignments, it doesn't really matter what the feature is. Dynasty fixed an issue with the power alignment archetype where they would not progress pass block finesse. I think what's interesting is that, and we need to get into our ability show. We have all this stuff we haven't done it yet. There's some weird stuff going on with what players can progress in different archetypes. So I think it's interesting that they fixed this one, and I need to go back and look and see because there's some that I've yet to see anybody talk about that there's certain things you can progress multiple categories for some players that you can't for others.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that deserves a deeper dive, and I've learned a lot about it probably over the past 2 or 3 weeks, and it makes a lot more sense once you do it, and it actually helps you on how to build your team in Dynasty. Particularly the pass block finesse one, that one it was annoying because the power lineman, it would list pass block power twice instead of pass block finesse in one of them. So, long story short, a lot of people are saying don't recruit power linemen, but now obviously you should be able to.
Fixed an issue where the prospect list performed a full refresh every time a recruit is targeted. That's a very nice quality of life issue fixed. Various news story fixes. I've yet to see nothing.
I've yet to see an interesting. Yeah, I've yet to see an interesting news story. You know, like
it's
they're
very
just
generic.
Like score
we're all the same.
Yeah, it's nothing. If it was something pertaining to our OD, you know, that'd be good. But it's just random scores and random people, and
that's something in general that they need to do a better job of focusing on stuff that impacts the users of the OD. You know, I want to see stories about the other users. I don't care about a story about, you know, Alabama versus Georgia if all of us are in lower school tier schools. So
yeah,
you
don't care about the studio update, the ratings.
The studio update does a pretty good job in game. A lot of times in the ticker, it's going to show all your other people in the OD, which is kind of nice. But yeah, the news story thing is completely worthless to me.
The
I'd
other
agree with
nice
that.
thing for users would be if, like, when you're looking at stats and stuff like that, allow you to filter only on users. So, like, you can do it by
Yep.
conference or whatever. Let me just see all user
Yes.
teams or
I
something
agree
like that.
100% with that.
Yep. Yeah. That'd be
We
kind
need
of fun to see.
to have a quality of life episode and go through every minute thing like that. But that would be so huge to be able to sort of, because there's a couple areas where you can, I believe, but for the most part, you can't. And it's so frustrating. Resolved an issue preventing custom schedules from working properly. We talked about this before the show. We've heard and seen this before. You know, first time, shame on you. Second and third time, I'm not sure I trust this to be 100% working. I'm
Do
sorry to
we
say that.
dare try it in year three of our dynasty?
Tommy, I've seen people on Reddit say they don't think it's fixed. I don't know that they clarified what they changed and what they did not alter. Whether it be custom conferences or custom schedules. Tommy, I think you mentioned you looked at this a little bit here. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I just created a brand new dynasty, did custom schedules right off the bat, and only swapped teams one for one. So I didn't add a bunch of teams to one conference or anything like that, but I swapped one in, swapped one out. For my user team, all of my conference games were home games except for one. And then fast forward to season two, all of my conference games were road except for one. Now, season three seemed to be a little bit better of a mixture. I think it was like 5-3 or something like that. I mean, ideally it'd be 4-4, but whatever. So it, yeah, it. I'm curious how that works. I will say there was one user that said they had been their dynasty had been waiting for like, a week or so because they could not change the schedules. Like it, no matter what they did, it would not allow them to advance. And finally, after Thursday, they were able to advance with the schedules. So it
Wow.
did absolutely fix an actual bug.
It fixed something at least.
Yeah, it fixed something, but how often that was, it, who knows? But I don't think it had any impact on how it determines those conference schedules.
They need to clarify what the issue is here, because then maybe the people could clarify or realize, okay, this
Yeah.
part's working and not this part. Because that's the problem with, we've said this before, these patch notes in some aspects are so extremely vague.
Yeah.
It's disgusting in a way, because fixed an issue, well, what's the issue? You couldn't get
Yeah,
into
yeah.
it. You couldn't select. Like, what was the issue? Fixed an issue
Yeah,
with how. Go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna say, just stating it like that makes you think you can go in and create custom conferences again. And then you go in and you see like what Tommy sees, and all your conference games are on the road. And it's like, this ain't right, So they didn't really fix it. They fixed an issue, which I guess in
It's
essence that sentence is correct, but
factual but not
yeah.
truthful. Fixed an issue with how weights were displayed in the team needs screen. It seemed like if you. I believe if you scroll too quickly through like the categories, all the weights on the right side would change and you'd lose like one or two digits off the front. So you could have a guy who's 6'2" and 8 pounds.
Yep. Yep.
That was a weird one. Fixed an issue. I think this was already fixed. Fixed an issue where the free practice tile would not always appear in the Dynasty Hub. I know that was an issue for a while, but I thought one of the previous big updates fixed that. 'Cause I know I've not lost it since. It's always been there for me at least. And I thought
No,
we
it's
saw it
still
in the
been an
notes.
issue. Yeah, it's still been an issue that if you try to go in, if you're the person who advanced and try to go to practice right away, it's not there. You have to back out and then come back in to get it.
So
But I
again,
think
they fixed
that.
an issue. They fixed two different issues, but it reads as the same.
In theory, it should work now correctly.
Let's go down to the when viewing a recruit in the recruiting board, you're now able to change which recruit you're looking at by going up and down on the right stick, which is a huge help. I've used that the other day, but I wish they also let you use the directional pad up and down, because that's how I tend to go through the players. So now I got to retrain myself to use the right stick versus the directional pad. But
That's the
it
it
does
should
help a
be
lot.
cons yeah, it definitely helps, but it should be consistent. Outside of the recruit screen, it's up and down on the D-pad, then make it inside the recruit screen up and down. And then, or if it's always the right stick, make it always the right stick. It's you have to train your brain on what screen you're on to know what to do it. So
Now they need to fix the getting a deal breaker in the middle of the season, which locks you out from recruiting them any further, even though you're leading on the board, and then you'll lose to other teams because you got froze out.
that just sounds like
sour
bitter
apples.
tears or something. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I do get your point there, JB.
it happened in year one, but I had such a big lead, I got those guys anyways. But I got such a I'm a 1.5-star team, so when I'm leading on 2 4-star guys, it's got to be a good moment. But then you get the deal breaker and it's like, well, you lost out on 2 4-star guys because of that.
Here's a dumb question. I have that now, probably with a couple of recruits mid-year. I
the
understand
play
EA's
style
logic.
Thing?
It was
Isn't it
championship.
play style?
Championship contender was the one that got me. Because I got
oh,
on a skid.
Mine's play style.
Okay, mine was a bunch of them, 5 or 6 with championship contender. But some of them, I have massive leads in terms of like I'm a sliver away from having the meter full, and virtually no one else is recruiting them. So dumb question here. The way I understand recruiting is that if you're leading at the end, they sign with you in the offseason. Once
yeah,
you get to
the two
recruit.
That I
have. So will
yeah.
those guys, will they still sign with me even though I'm, air quote, now locked out?
Yeah, because that
Yes.
happened to me.
Okay.
Because I had in at the end of year one, I had two guys where that happened too, but I had big leads on. And I did get them at the end of the year. Whereas that happened at the end of our first year. This is happening in literally, the early part of our second year. I was able to add the 4-star guys to my board. I was leading. So I think about weeks 3 or 4 is when I got locked out, and then other teams started catching up.
Yeah, that's one tip for particularly for playing style. They don't hold it against you until after like week 3 or 4, or after you've played 3 or 4 games or something like that. So basically you have three or four games to prove yourself to meet their play style, requirement. If you don't do that, then yeah, they're going to lock you out.
As a user, I like that they'll still probably sign with me, but I understand EA's logic that they want, speed bumps and pitfalls to kind of emerge in these players to have personalities and think, okay, yeah, I kind of liked what you're saying before, but now that I see you play, I'm not as sold. Do you think that they should not sign with you in that case, or how would you think they should handle that? I see both sides of it. As a user, I want them to, I have this massive lead and I'm this far away from recruiting. I see it as they should sign with me, but I understand in EA logic, I begin to think maybe they probably shouldn't sign with me.
Yeah, I mean, in the game, the challenge is that so many players get zero recruiting except for one team or whatever.
Right, right.
So whereas
that.
in real world, that really doesn't happen. Yeah, they may not
no.
get their preferred teams, but at the same time, they're going to hear from
somebody else,
other
anybody
schools
else,
or something like that. Yeah, exactly.
Plus,
so in
you
your
don't
scenario,
know.
I'm guessing if they're down to the top three or something like that, the only way that you'll get challenged is if the second and third team start recruiting them. If they never,
but you also don't know if the second and third teams are locked out by that same thing either. Also, it could
it's
be
possible
the same
as well.
Boat.
Do computer teams get locked out? Do we know if that's a thing, or we have to just assume?
I think assume, but I don't know.
You would figure it's in there, yeah.
You know what they say about assuming, JB. I don't know that I would say that. Presentation and user interface updates. They added uniform pieces for a bunch of schools, updated pre-existing uniform pieces for the 2024 season. I know we mentioned this on a previous update when it came to uniform updates. I'm going to repeat it. I really wish they would clarify some of this stuff. Like, what did they add specifically? What are your thoughts and what have you seen from the community in terms of EA adding in these new uniform updates? I think on one hand, it's great that they've added in a lot. Like Mississippi State, they added in that pirate flag helmet from last year, which was a nice touch. But then you have other issues where Colorado has new uniforms this year. We finally didn't get all of them until now, leading into week 9. Going into the game, we heard that obviously some uniforms got in before the season started. New 2024 uniforms, because 3 of them got leaked pre-release, thanks to that aspect, including Virginia Tech, Baylor, for example. EA also said that, within a week after wearing them, they could be in the game. And that's not really happened. It's been time to more with these big 30, 60, 90-day updates. What do you think about how they've done it so far?
On one hand, I can kind of understand, because it is a lot to do, and they got to time it right, and they got to coordinate with the schools, and they got to rely on the schools to give them the information and coordinate with Nike or Adidas or whatever. As a fan, I just want the uniforms. So, I mean, make it easy for me.
Right.
But, don't make it to where, I'm waiting on UL Monroe to add their new black jerseys. I'm assuming that's what it is in this case, but don't make it to where I have to wait until late in the year to get something that was available in week 2 in real life or something like that.
Right. Because they're not as quick as they kind of implied they would be. But I don't know if that's a EA issue, school issue, some other issue. Back in Unstable 14, if I remember correctly, they showed up in the store, they were free updates, whereas now they're kind of bundled in with the game updates. I don't know if maybe that's part of the issue. I don't know how that works behind the scenes. Do they have to pay if they put out, a free uniforms? Do they have to pay Microsoft and Sony to put those up there, or how does that work exactly?
I mean, if they put them in the store, then yeah, in theory they would, but there's no reason to say they couldn't have their own quote unquote store within the game. Not to say that they're going to charge you for them, but rather just have it to where you can go, just like you can download roster updates, make it to where you can download uniform updates. I think part of it though is it's easier to set timelines to say that, all right, your deadline to finish the art is by this date, and then we'll put it in the game. But at the same time, it'd be nice if they could kind of release those, as they're available instead of having to wait until 2 more weeks or whatever it is.
I wonder if some of
Yeah,
that is they
Dana.
got to get it behind the scenes lined up so it doesn't cause online server issues in terms of making sure that when you go into online mode and play with them, it doesn't crash it or go into Dynasty and crash it. Maybe there's some technical issues hindering this. I don't know. I agree with you. I want them to be quicker, but there probably is good reason why it's not. Go ahead, JB.
No, I was going to say, there's so many variables to this, but something that could help at least for people to look at it. I mean, have someone put together a YouTube video and just show off everything in alphabetical order. That way, if people are looking for something specific, they can fly to each. Well, you can now split up, timestamps and segments and name them in YouTube. So there's a lot of things they could do with showing off the update instead of just splurting out random schools that aren't even in order of anything here.
Well, yeah,
That's
that's the weird
frustrating.
thing is that they're in some strange order here, and then you've got WKU in twice, so whatever that means. But yeah, they could easily just have like a, I don't want to call it a spreadsheet or something like that, but they know all of the pieces that were updated. Somehow make a, on the website, make it to where there's a list that says these were all the pieces that were added or changed or touched or whatever. I mean, they can put together a list in a matter of, less than 5 minutes. Just from the standpoint of, from a data file, they know what all was changed and what all has been added to this update.
Little more
So,
clarification would go a long ways.
yep,
But
absolutely.
that's just with these articles as a whole. A little
I
more
agree with that.
clarification.
I agree with that. They introduced 718 new NIL players. That comes out to about 5.5 per team on average. I know from Nebraska, Sierra, right? Got introduced in this latest update. He was a guy who transferred in pretty late from USC. Beyond that, I don't know. I see a few randoms here and there for people online, but again, I would love to know who the players were. They don't share that.
I'm assuming most of them are probably going to be, like you said, transfers or maybe even true freshmen that weren't on campus whenever the original one went out, and for whatever reason they weren't included in the last one. But yeah, again, give us a way to know, highlight at least a handful of those players or something like that. Again, it should be something they could easily do.
Especially if they're doing something in real life,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, highlight this guy is now, leading the Sun Belt in all receivers or whatever it is. Highlight why he matters or something. But real quick, just to go back to the uniforms, I have seen some people complaining the day the patch releases. Obviously, a lot of people go out and look at these uniforms. It's because it's easy to know that they were actually added into the game. Other people are complaining that, oh, you only care about uniforms. No, it's just an easy way to see that something was added. It's hard to tangibly see, that a patch was added or a fix was made until EA mentions it in their patch notes. So anyway, long story
Those are
short, I
right.
don't know that that's targeted to anybody specifically listening to this podcast, but at the same time, it's, as new patches get released, that's the kind of low-hanging fruit that you can go and look at.
That's the easiest to see when these come out of what, 5 or 6 in the morning, the update. That's the easiest thing to find. Versus going and playing 20 games and trying to figure out, rushing got easier or harder or pass blocking got better or worse. It's easier on some of those. Like you're right. Wait till EA clarifies. The uniforms are pretty easy to find. One thing's worth mentioning, we mentioned this a couple shows. Are they not updating field arts this year? I know Tommy, you said surely they have the technology to do that because, and don't get mad at me for saying this, Madden has that. So why does, I mean, are they not
It's
doing it?
because
They can't do it, don't want to do it. What is
It's
it?
not a
This is not
reskin,
a,
so.
yeah, this is not a Madden reskin, so that's why it doesn't have it.
Right, I understand that. It's just interesting that, you know, I can't say that I've dug through all 134 schools and looked at their field art, but I know off the top of my head, Texas A&M is outdated, Texas State outdated, and Nebraska's got the just the plain field design from the previous field turf installation. And those are the three that I know from Texas State Online Dynasty, Nebraska being a fan of, and A&M was, you know, for 1 month this summer, people forget they didn't lose a game over the toughest places to play. Not a lot of people know that. But then the season started and they got dropped down to like 11 or something, and LSU going back to number one. So they're not getting the respect either. So I don't know. It's worth noting that apparently that technology is either not in the game or EA has decided that's not worth investing in this year. The competition, Nissan Stadium has been added to the game. I believe that's an Ultimate Team venue. I know I saw the, I think I saw the card when I went in there and got it as part of some free pack. I assume they're a sponsor since they're in with the Heisman tie-in.
I was curious about that as well. Is that a stadium you can play in just in play now or something like that? And if so, what's unique about it?
I think it's a fantasy stadium, but I'm not 100% sure. It was an Ultimate Team, and I saw the icon and looked like a unique multi-tiered stadium from the thumbnail. I don't know. Somebody would have to tell me if that's selectable in play now, because it's such a pain to select stadiums there. The stadium in, you know, like in play now is grayed out, but if you go to game type when you're on the pre-select, then you take the stadium. It's very weird how it's done. Additional rating updates for players, updated overall team rankings. Again, these are exclusive to play now and road to college football playoffs. Pretty frustrating that you can't think of a dynasty, not to beat a dead horse, but you know, we mentioned it earlier, so it's worth mentioning again that EA even points out it's only two modes where that really benefits the user. It's something I haven't played with much. It seemed like up to launch because the first week the servers were so wonky, but they introduced Adobe Express integration for Team Builder. Are you guys familiar with that or can speak on that? I know I saw some creators online showing it. You know, they mentioned it, but I don't know if they actually showed it in action. But it sounds like a pretty cool thing for guys who are big into Team Builder.
Yeah, I haven't used it yet, but I'm 90% sure that it's just an AI art generator that you say, you know, give me a mascot with pandas or whatever else you want to do it on. Then you can have them generate a logo. So, I mean, you could do this
I've got it on
manually
my
yourself.
phone.
I mean, you
It's a
could do
phone
this
app. You
manually
can do it.
yourself with like what is it, Dolly from ChatGPT. So, I mean, there's ways that you could have done this already. It's just now kind of directly integrating Adobe's version of it into the game. The only thing is that you, unless you pay for it, you're limited to 25 creations per month. So you got to kind of be selective about when you're doing it and you know, using it or whatever. You can't go out and just start playing around with it and, you know, use up all your credits and then have to wait a month. So just something to kind of be aware of. But like I said, there's a lot of other tools that'll do something very similar. So it's nice to have it included. And you know, I'll credit EA for partnering with a company to do these kind of things.
I agree.
I'd love to see them do even more from similar standpoints. But again, this is a good first step.
Yeah, especially since there's an app for Adobe Express, you know, it'd be kind of cool if they maybe in 26 have a team builder app or any sort of NCAA app that includes maybe team builder as an option too, and then you can just integrate the two apps together and do everything from your phone.
One more, a couple more things here. When they talk about the, you know, making a changes to their player ratings, for example, it ties into the previous point. It's very frustrating that we don't get a full document of what's gone up or down on three sports. It seems like they must have they must be getting information from EA because they always have like a bigger list of changes than anybody else does. They usually can list on three's maybe 40 to 50 players who go up or down, and it seems like for the most part, just on their list, players seem to go up. Now, granted, we don't know. Maybe there's as many going down, but it feels like to me when you skim those lists, everybody's get the ones who are listed, I should say, are getting a boost. I can't help but admit, when I see that, I think, okay, is this what is this doing to the game balance? If the majority of players in these updates are going up, what's happening? Now, granted, maybe there are players going down. We don't know about it. It does tie into a comment I saw on Reddit after one of the first roster updates. I saw a user had speculated, well, maybe EA doesn't want to decrease a lot of players because they're worried that it'll tick them off and they won't want to sign on next year to be in the game. I think there might be some validity to that, but I would counter with these players sign up to be in the game and could be given a 64 rating at launch. So what the heck's the difference if they are an 80 and go to a 75 mid-year? I can't think that who's going to be more ticked. I mean, they're both going to be equally upset, but I don't think it would be enough to drive them away in droves.
I mean, Yeah, we on the other hand, though, you could kind of say you're kicking them while they're down. I mean, if they were supposed to have a big year, I think
Right.
I will say I think Ollie Gordon dropped. I may be wrong
I
about
think he went
that.
down a point or two.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that. You're right. Florida State had a bunch of guys go down,
Yeah.
1 to 3 points, if I remember correctly. So, I mean, they are doing it, but it seems like it's not probably as much. Because if you look at the updated team ratings, people were looking at it and seeing that Army's a top 25 team and Florida State's not. And Florida State is significantly higher than Army on at least their overalls, which, I suppose if you go by recruiting rankings and what they're supposed to be playing, like, yeah, Florida State should have more athletic players, should have the better players. But obviously, if you played head to head, you would assume that Army's the better team. It's a tough mix. I can't help but think also that a lot of these ratings are kind of these changes are almost like voter rankings in the AP poll or coaches poll. The voters aren't necessarily willing to make the big changes they need to make mid-year. It seems like they always, just shuffle here and there. It kind of feels like maybe EA is doing the same with their ratings and rankings as well. That, yeah, we'll move, we're not afraid to fly somebody up, but, coming down, we're going to be slow about it. We don't want Notre Dame to go from, top 10 to unranked after a loss to NIU. But obviously, if they get a couple big wins later in the year, we have no problem putting them back in the top 10. I feel like that's kind of how EA's logic with the ratings as well.
Yeah, and like you said, it does make a little bit of sense. They are partnering with these players. They're not in an NFLPA that they have to be included, so there's a chance that they're going to turn them off next year or something like that. So, yeah. Well, long story short, I have a little bit of sympathy there, but at the same time, it's only going to impact play now and road to college football playoffs. Yeah, it also impacts Dynasty, but at the end of the day, it's not a major deal breaker. I will say it'd be nice if they allowed you to kind of modify the rosters yourself, but I know we're probably definitely not this year and probably at least a couple years away from that before the lawyers would ever allow that to happen.
You got thousands of NFL players that, their ratings have gone up and down throughout their whole career. So, it's no different than that. I think those people handle it well. I think that's something they should just learn to handle well, honestly. Because it's a video game for first and foremost. If you're gonna make it a point of contention to complain about it, maybe your priorities aren't in the right place where you should probably be focusing on actually playing football rather than what you're rated in a video game.
Well,
But,
and honestly, probably throughout the year, they don't pay attention to anything EA. I mean, yeah, they're
Oh,
probably playing
yeah,
the game in their off time, but they're not staying up to date with what goes up and down, other than to, maybe they clown on their teammate that did drop 10 points or something like that. But
So EA shouldn't be scared to do it either, honestly,
If that's
yeah, I
the
mean,
reason, which we're speculating, we should be fair. That's
right, yeah.
speculation from online and ours. But did you see at launch there was a, I think it was a bug or a quirk. There was an East Carolina quarterback that had an overall rating of 12, and he was able to parlay that too, where a local minor league baseball team invited him to throw out an opening pitch, and they put out graphics like saying "Meet the 12 overall rated quarterback in college football 25." So it didn't upset him either.
Now,
He got perks out of the deal. Granted,
the
that
way
wasn't
around
intentional
it,
rating, but it was still funny.
but is it the way around it with, you're talking about Florida State and Army as two specific teams. I mean, the team grading kind of goes into that too. I mean, it's not going to affect the on-field play, but it's going to affect kind of the team. Like, it's going to affect Florida State being able to recruit better, because they're kind of on the downswing. And Army, well, I mean, that's different when it comes to
Yeah, maybe
recruiting,
we should pick
but
a different school then. But I know I see what you're
yeah.
like, just for the in the moment, it looks weird to see. Of course, after Navy got blown out this weekend, so they're not exempt. But Army, at least, it does look weird. But you're right though, that was the speculation before the year started. Or discussion was, people thought Colorado was overrated, and that was going to affect dynasties down the line, thinking, well, they're going to be recruit and be able to develop really well. Well, EA, to this day, it looks like they got Colorado right. After the first two games of the year, it looked like they were way off target. as we record this.
Well,
I'll say I'll give
they're always
going to
be.
Looks like
they're
got
going to
it.
always
They got it
be.
right this year.
They're always going to be overrated compared to the pedestal that Dion puts them on. So,
I think with the cover athlete, they had to kind of rate them high. But I don't want to revisit the Colorado issue. Here's the big question: we've gone through this whole update here, and it's a pretty sizable update, being the day 90 update. How many more updates can we expect? We're basically reached week 10 of the season, getting to about the 1st of November. We don't have any university leaks yet that I've seen before. Most recently the FIU, one of the administrators, had come out and said BYU uniforms coming in the day 90 up, or excuse me, the October 24th update. That came to fruition. Will there be a day 120, a day 150, or are we just going to get minor fixes from here on out, or maybe a jersey patch later on? Like, realistically, what do you guys expect?
I think at a minimum, we'll get one at the end of the regular season to add in all the missed jerseys and add in the special custom Army and Navy jerseys that, they're going to have for this year's game. That's specific for uniforms. I would imagine as well, they'll do one more touch on the rosters, particularly, for Heisman front runners and things like that by the end of the season. So I think there are still updates to be made. They may not be as big. Maybe I dreamed it or something like that, but I could have swore they suggested that adding, Xbox and PlayStation into the same dynasty is coming later this year. It'll be added into a patch, and, still kind of waiting for that to happen. But no, I still think maybe it is, but I'll have to go back and find it.
I agree. I think there's going to be one big one. I think there'll be 120, but then they're going to, they'll take off for the holiday. And then, once they get to the end of the season, maybe something. But by the beginning of the year, I think they're going to put a lot more focus on 26 as that rather than 25. So I think we could probably expect something before Thanksgiving. And then that might be the last big thing that we get is the one before Thanksgiving.
Kind of what I'm leaning for as well. And to Tommy, do your point on Dynasty, I thought they gave some generic PR statement, like, we'll look into or assess or consider, which to me means that's a 26 feature. That's going to be one of the first things we announced on 26. I didn't take that as coming to 25, but I could be wrong on that.
Which is,
I may have read into it or something like that, but
wishful thinking.
Which is going to be kind of cool, though, especially when you have communities like ours. Not everybody's on the same system. So being able to, not exclude, because we're a PlayStation Online dynasty, so being able to not exclude Xbox players anymore is going to be kind of a nice feature. But I don't even remember that being said. So I'm guessing that's probably going to be next year, which I hope is in, because that'd be a great thing to have.
It's almost got to be.
And maybe it was speculation because Madden added it last year in the middle of the year. Mm-hmm. So the idea was, then they can add it for college football. But I could have swore it wasn't like an official EA blog that said it's coming later, but like, Boudreaux or one of those others said that it would be that they talked to the developers and it would be added later or something like that.
All right, we're going to wrap this edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast up in a nice bow here. We'll be back more often. We gave you guys a few weeks off to recover, to rest from overload from us, but also to play the game and get your own thoughts. But we'd love to know your thoughts on this patch, future patches, what you want to see. If you like the show, leave a 5-star review, comment, subscribe, share with your friends, your neighbors, your enemies. I don't care. If you don't like the show, email us, podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. Let us know what we can do better, and we will try to do that for you. For Tommy and JB, I'm CDJ. Everyone, thank you for watching and listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.
I could have swore it wasn't like an official EA blog that said it's coming later, but like, Boudreaux or one of those others said that it would be that they talked to the developers and it would be added later or something like that. It's Bordeaux, isn't it? I realized that as soon as I said it.
The best blooper in TGT online podcast history.
I'd say leave it in there. I don't give a damn.
I saw Chris smirk and I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh.
Chris is crying over here.
I'm gonna put this extended part after the show. That's be the post scene.
Okay.
Like everything after the mention of Bordeaux, and then it's
I'm
just
gonna,
us
yeah, it's
laughing,
gonna be
and so
calm.
the people have no idea what we're doing.
All right, anything else you guys want to mention or wrap it up here?
I think that's a good place to wrap
It probably is.
it up.